listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about shadows and substance. And I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, where we read this. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Sometimes little words mean a lot. And the first word of Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 is just that. The opening word, so, is important. It connects this thought with the previous thought in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Because Jesus won such a glorious victory on the cross, we are to let no one judge you in food or in drink or in other matters related to legalism. A life that is centered on Jesus and what he did on the cross has no place for legalism. The core of legalism is the idea that our standing with God is based on what we do. When we're good, he loves us more. And when we're bad, he loves us less. Under legalism, if I eat and drink the right things, God will love me more. If I observe the right days and rituals, God loves me more. Jesus established the new covenant based on grace, and not upon the principle of law. Under grace, our standing with God is based on what Jesus did. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we look at the Old Testament laws about food and drink and days in a different way. The Old Testament law had certain provisions that are done away with in Jesus regarding such things as food and Sabbaths. It isn't that those laws were bad, simply that they were a shadow of things to come. You see, once the substance, that is Jesus Christ, has come, we don't need the shadow anymore. The point is clear. Days and foods, as observed under the Mosaic law, are not binding upon new covenant people. The shadow has passed, the reality has come. So for the Christian, all foods are pure, as it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and all days belong to God. Christians are therefore free to keep a kosher diet or to observe the Sabbath if they please. There's nothing wrong with those things. However, they must not think that eating kosher or Sabbath observance makes them any closer to God, and they cannot judge another brother or sister who does not observe such laws, because we have freedom in Jesus Christ. Don't look to what you eat or drink or the days you observe to make you right with God. Jesus did it all at the cross. Rest in him and live in the freedom to do or not to do those things, knowing that your standing with Jesus is based on what he did, not on what you do. Hey, walk in the substance and not in the shadows, and walk that way today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.